Good morning. In this module, we're going to study about sexual reproduction. As you have learned earlier, the structure of a flower, you know that the flowers are the reproductive parts of a plant. The stamens are the male reproductive part and the pistil is the female reproductive part. Most plants reproduce sexually. Sexual reproduction helps a plant in overcoming the unfavorable conditions of weather and the season. The flowers which contain either only pistil or only the stamens are called the unisexual flowers. The flowers which contain both stamens and pistil are called the bisexual flowers. Corn, papaya and cucumber produce unisexual flowers, whereas mustard, rose, petunia have bisexual flowers. Both the male and female unisexual flowers may be present in the same plant or in different plants. Can you identify the anther and the filament of a stamen? Anther contains pollen grains which produce male gametes. A pistil consists of stigma, style and ovary. The ovary contains one or more ovules. The female gamete or the egg is formed in an ovule. In sexual reproduction, a male and a female gamete fuse to form a zygote. What is pollination? Pollination is transfer of pollen grains from the anther to stigma. Generally, pollen grains have a tough protective coat which prevents them from drying up. Since pollen grains are light, they can be carried by wind or water. Now, you must have seen that most of the flowers are very bright and very fragrant. Now, why is it so? It is so because insects are attracted to fragrant flowers. Insects visit flowers and carry away pollen on their bodies. Some of the pollen land on the stigma of a flower of the same kind. The transfer of pollen from anther to stigma of a flower is called pollination. If the pollen lands on the stigma of the same flower, it is called self-pollination. When the pollen of a flower lands on the stigma of another flower of the same plant or that of a different plant of the same kind, it is called cross-pollination. See, pollination does not mean that the insect will sit on a rose flower and the next flower it visits, if it is a jasmine, then the pollination will not occur. For pollination to occur, the flowers should be of the same species. Okay? Then the next step after pollination is fertilization. What is fertilization? The cell which results after fusion of the gametes is called the zygote. The process of fusion of male and female gametes to form zygote is called as fertilization. The zygote develops into fruit. Then we have fruits and seed formation. After fertilization, that is the fusion of male and female gametes, zygote is formed. The zygote develops and forms embryo. Okay, the embryo is inside the seed. Embryo is covered by a single cotyledon or two cotyledons, and the rest parts they will either fall off. Okay, the fruit is the ripened ovary. The seeds develop from the ovules. Ovary was the lowest part of the female part, that is, the female part we have stigma, style, and ovary. The lowest part is the ovary, which develops into the fruit, and the ovules which are present inside the ovary, they develop into seeds. The seed contains embryo, which is enclosed in a protective seed coat and two cotyledons. Some fruits are fleshy and juicy, such as mango, apple and orange. Some fruits are hard like almonds and walnuts. Then we have seed dispersal. In nature, you don't find plants growing, same kind of plants growing at same place. You'll find them at different places. This happens because seeds are dispersed to different places. Then we have modes of dispersal of seeds. For that, we have dispersal by water, wind and animals. Dispersal by wind is common in fruits which are light in weight and bear hairy or wing-like structures. Example, Calotropis and Dodonia. Dispersal by water is seen in coconut and mangroves. The fruit drops in seawater and waves carry them to distant places. Then we have dispersal by man. The cultivated crops and for growing fruit and flower plant is common. You might have seen people plants coming along the surfaces in many homes, especially along the rooftops and drains. The seeds of these plants are left in the surfaces by the birds. Then we have dispersal by animals is the most common method of dispersal. Some fruits are with hooks and spines. They get attached to the fur of the grazing animals. Example, Xanthium are common examples of such fruits. Many plants bear sticky fruits which get attached to the body of the animal and get dispersed. That's all for the chapter. Thank you.